Hey, greetings, sisters. It's Sister Ammon and Brother Tupos from don'tperish.com.
Yeah, we're back once again.
Hey, yes, we are. Hey, sisters, I wanted to share a story with you and some thoughts that came with it. The other day, we drove into a gas station and saw a woman beggar on the corner. And I'll admit to you, my first thought was, wow, we see these beggars all over the place, especially in some of the areas we're at and that town we were just in. All over the place, this corner, that corner, in the parking lots, here and there, holding and flying their signs. Then you might see them on a different corner. And when I saw her sitting there, I thought, yep, there's another one. And then I thought in my mind, I thought, you know, they're all holding a sign that says help or something needed.
Anything will help, God bless you, in trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know what that is? That's a door opener for saints of God to go over there and help them with what? The gospel, of course, and maybe some physical needs. If it was like I asked her, she was a woman, so I asked if she had any special needs in that area or whatever, and then some food, and we always give the gospel. And basically what I wanted to talk about today is, you know, it could be really easy to look at somebody from a distance and go, and we've already talked about this, sisters, many times. You know, we understand that most of the beggars and the homeless, most of them are either scammers. They don't want to get off the street. We talked to so many of them, and that's not what this audio is about.
Drugs, alcohol.
Right, right.
You know, they're just lost people.
Yeah, they are. And then we've also talked about the safety of it. So for this audio, what I wanted to talk about, and I kind of shared it with Brother Tupos, and he's got some great thoughts on it, is it's really easy to look at somebody from a distance, whether it's the beggars or the homeless or whether it's the churchianity people. But when you get up close, and I just want to share this with you, I walked over to her to talk to her, to give her the gospel. And when I got there and I looked her in the eyes, and I know Brother Tupos, and we've talked to men, women, from a distance, your heart can be different than when you get closer and you see them as a person. It doesn't matter what their sin is. Begging is no bigger than all the tattoos they have or the drugs they're doing, because we see their paraphernalia sitting right next to them.
They're no better or worse than the people of the world or the false religious people.
Right. You can just see their sin more.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And it is true. Looking them right in the eye makes a difference, because you see your own daughter, your own son, your own sister, your own aunt, your own uncle.
Yeah, right. They become a person and somebody, it's a soul that needs the gospel.
Amen.
And so I just kind of wanted to share that thought with you. Here, let me read the scripture, and I know Brother Tupos has some things he wanted to share on that. The scripture we were talking about, there's one of them in here, Luke 14:23. And the Lord said unto his servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. And so, like I was saying in the beginning, you know, there's an open opportunity to go right up to those people and help them, because they're asking for something. So it might not be what they want, but we got that opportunity to give it to them and to connect with somebody and help them.
Yeah, to help them with the eternal life. That's why we travel in van life. That's what we like about van life so much. So it's also in Matthew 21 where he talks about going and inviting them into the marriage supper, which is an archetype of the marriage supper of the Lamb, which is an invitation to come to Christ. Jesus said, whosoever can come. In Revelation, it says, come, all those that want to drink of the living water. So, yeah, we're on the internet. We do it personally on the internet. We put gospel cards all over. I stand in front of thousands of people and I street preach impersonally, even though I'm looking at them, not talking to them directly one-to-one unless they come up to us.
Right.
Sister Ammon does the same thing, talks to people. But when you walk up to these people that are covered with sores, tattoos, you see their cigarettes, you see their alcohol, you can see sometimes drug paraphernalia sitting next to them. When you see these lost souls and you walk up to them, you see that those are who Christ died for. And it really comes down to, I always think about the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee says, oh Lord, I'm so good, I'm glad I'm not like him. And the guy in the gutter goes, I know I'm a big sinner, God have mercy on me. And Jesus said, that publican, that drug addict, that homeless beggar that at least has a heart for God will find justification before the religious hypocrite who thinks he's better than everyone else. So I know what Sister Ammon was getting at is, when you, from a distance, it's easy to judge. Jesus said, judge rightly. Walk up to people when it's safe to do so and see humanity and see why Christ came. And it makes all the difference in your life and in your walk.
Right. And you know, we see more thankfulness from them. She was actually very receptive. She didn't say much, but she saw kindness. She saw love. She didn't see me yelling out the window like a lot of people do.
She walked
past. Get a job!
Walked past a van later and waved at me. She knew I was with Sister Amen. And I'll just say this. We just stood out at a religious place peacefully on a sidewalk.
Yep.
They called the police on us. Sister Amen, I've dealt with thousands of homeless people. Face to face.
Yep.
Told them they need the gospel. Told them they need to repent. Have they ever called the police on us?
No. No, in fact, it was so awesome. That one time we pulled up, we were waiting at a red light. And remember that man was sitting on the corner and you said, hey, you hungry? He said, no, I'm good. You said, you want the gospel? He jumped right up and
he ran over to get it. He said, I love reading gospel cards, and he jumped up. So yeah.
Yeah.
It changes. That's why we love it out here. It changes your perspective on heaven and what Christ, Christ came for. He came for the lost. And if you know you're lost and you know you're in sin and you're willing to repent and leave your sin, he came for you. If you think you're so self-righteous, you're in grave trouble.
Yeah, and to point out on the audio here, the main focus here, what I want to get at, and like we were talking about before, is getting face-to-face.
Yeah.
And here, let me give you an example. You know, we don't want to shy away from things if the Spirit is trying to prompt us to go do something, not getting in our flesh. I'm just trying to think of it, many women cashiers, you know, because I'll go into the stores and I just purposely go in and look for opportunities to witness. I might find a sale or a discount or something and buy one or two things here or there. And oftentimes in like some of the discount stores, they hire people who seem like they're kind of unhappy. They don't really, it's a lower kind of job and they don't really like it. And they're oftentimes, they can be really crabby and looking down. And if I get in my flesh, I'd be like, oh, she's not going to want the gospel or him. But you know what? I can't believe how many times I've given the gospel to them. You know, I'm not judging them or anything. I'm just thinking, I'm judging the situation in my flesh. But my spirit says do it. My flesh goes, oh, they're probably not going to want it. That's not what we want to do.
Right.
We want to walk in the spirit. And guess what? Those women smile.
Nine times out of ten.
Yeah. And they're like thanking me. And so when we see these situations out there, whether it be a beggar, whether it be a churchgoer person who might look like they are lofty and think they already have it going on, if we're face to face with these people, what it does is it gives us a love, a desire, and a drive to do it more. If you stand off at a distance and you wrongly judge a situation, even if you're not judging the person, but the situation of, oh, they're not going to want it, they're going to reject it, they're going to throw it away, we're going to miss opportunities that God could use to plant a seed.
Yeah, and isn't that the two great commands? To love God, which means to lift up Christ and proclaim his glory, his truth, and then to love your neighbor means to be willing to look them in the eye and tell them what they need to hear from the gospel. Yeah, meet some basic needs of people. All those people get our phone number and our email, and we'll help them get off the street, get their lives cleaned up. Really, most of them don't want to because they're so caught up in their
sin. Never had a phone call yet.
Right, they're caught up in their sin. But we do plant the seeds of hope, and again, it's showing the love to our neighbor and expanding the gospel of Christ and what we're his hands, we're his feet, we're the light, we're the salt.
Right, amen. Praise God.
That's a good point. Can I have one last thought?
Oh, go for it.
Go into the highways and the hedges. So we drive across the country on the highways, and oftentimes these homeless beggars are living in the bushes.
Oh, yeah.
Standing in the hedges.
Yep.
They make tents and camps in the hedges, and I go there to talk to them. I find that interesting where the Bible says go into the hedges and invite them to come in. So we invite them to repent and come and seek after Christ. What an awesome thing we get to do.
Exactly, yeah. And where we sleep even is like hedges. And
Yeah, we sleep right next to a lot of these homeless people. Well, beggars in their cars. There's a lot of beggars in their cars.
Yeah.
They'll make tents in the ditches.
Yep.
Some of them sleep right on the ground.
Yeah, or on benches. We've seen them,
yeah. So we're out here, we're able to reach them with the good news.
Yeah. So just some encouragement to you, sisters, you know, be careful about walking in the flesh and maybe judging a situation and holding yourself off from doing what you ought to be doing. Walk in the Spirit and allow God to open up the doors. And you know what? Even if somebody does reject it or they don't want it, it doesn't matter. You were faithful.
You did your job.
Right.
And yeah, you could judge 1,000 people rightly and go, they're a beggar, they don't want it, they're going to reject it. And you'll miss that 1,001 that was about to go kill himself.
Yeah.
And he needed the hope of the gospel.
That could
have been
me.
And you were the light right there.
Right.
And because you judged wrongly, you missed a potential sheep of God. That's why Jesus said, make righteous judgments and always judge fairly and always give everyone, I believe, give everyone their chance. Everyone gets their day in court with God. We should give everyone a chance.
Right.
Amen?
Right, yeah, exactly. Praise God.
That was a good thought, Sister Amen.
Yeah, well, we're headed down the road, and we know this next town has a whole bunch of people like that. And you know what? It's not just them. It's the churchgoers. It's the average person that you don't even know if they're a churchgoer or not.
I always say the guy in the million-dollar motorhome to the guy in the gutter.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. All right. Love you, sisters. Hopefully that was encouraging to you. And let's see what the rest of our day brings. We love you all.
Have a glorious day.
May God be praised.